This is Here and Now, and the official figures won't be released until next month. But in Colorado, revenue from the first collection of taxes on recreational marijuana is, by all accounts, a bonanza. Governor John Hickenlooper's budget proposal for the next fiscal year estimates that the state's recreational and medical marijuana industry could reach $1 billion in annual sales and bring in about $134 million in taxes. Joining us for more on this is Ben Marcus from Colorado Public Radio. That's a Here and Now contributing station. Ben, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And these figures are far higher than the state's initial estimates, right?
I think far exceeding most people's expectations, 50% higher than initial estimates. And you have to cut the number crunchers some slack here for being so far off. I mean, no one had any clue really what sales would be because no one had ever done this before. And how do you estimate going from a closed market of only 100,000 registered patients to anyone in the world 21 and over?
And where is the money going to go? Has Governor Hickenlooper said where he wants to put it?
He has. He says $45 million of some of that tax revenue is going to go to youth prevention, $40 million to substance abuse treatment. And this had marijuana advocates fuming. They say that tax dollars should not be going towards anti-pot propaganda, what they called anti-pot propaganda. They say prevention and treatment dollars should really be directed at what they call the more harmful drugs like alcohol and prescription drugs. But the governor has been clear all along that protecting kids has been one of his chief concerns.
But it is going to go into basically the marijuana subject or drugs in general. It's not like he's going to funnel it into school funding or some other place right now.
Right, exactly.
Now, for people who don't know, recreational pot, of course, went on sale in Colorado at the beginning of January. So far, there are about 55 retail shops open, selling an eighth of an ounce of marijuana for about $60. That's about typical. I was in Colorado last weekend, and I saw a couple of these shops as you're driving around. They're just right next to, you know, McDonald's or whatever else is right along the road. Is demand high or lines long there?
I think it's surprised everybody how strong the demand has been over time. I visited two dispensaries yesterday. One of them was in downtown Denver. The other was out in No Man's Land Industrial Park, and both had more than a dozen people waiting to buy. And remember, this was Thursday afternoon. This is not what you would expect to be peak time. And I saw a mix of ages, you know, older, well-dressed people, some of the younger, grungier-looking folks, too, and people from all over the country. I met people from North Carolina, New York, Delaware. In fact, the guy from Delaware said he moved to Colorado just because of this.
By the way, what would you expect to be the peak time, if not Thursday afternoon?
The dispensaries tell us Friday afternoon, Saturday, same as you would expect for like a liquor store.
All right. Now, these transactions, by the way, are mostly being done in cash, right? Because banks don't want to deal with it.
You know, banks said that the guidelines that the federal government released recently that were supposed to open up these accounts for marijuana sellers were just not enough. They want more legal cover. You know, they're afraid of being accused by the federal government of money laundering by taking money that is drug sales and putting it into checking accounts and savings accounts. And
right. So
what they want is Congress to explicitly allow these accounts.
Ben Marcus, reporter with Colorado Public Radio. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.